I was following a Cadillac SUV with a bumper sticker that read, "You're the reason you're suffering." This is bad news indeed for most of us down here on the South End, but at least now we know who to blame for our misfortunes. Although, I don't think I care for the winners in the game of life telling us losers we deserve what we got. Some of us sure do, and I'm one, but I don't ask for favors or sympathy or welfare either. I'm not going to make it to the 1%, and I'm not going to work myself to death trying. But there are folks like Janet down the road, two kids in preschool and daycare, a husband John back from the oil wars with one leg and a head bounced too many times in IED explosions who's pretty much a permanent casualty. She's trying to hold a job and hold things together, too. She's 24, going on 60, and I seriously doubt she thinks her suffering is on account of her. Joe the plumber, and no, not that Joe the plumber, has Melio something or other, the cancer from breathing asbestos when he unknowingly worked with the stuff in his youth. I doubt he's going to take kindly to a Cadillac bumper sticker that thinks his attitude must be to blame for his disease. The rich think the rest of us are lazy, I guess. The 1% think the losers are takers. The corporate boys think they made it on their own, no help from the education system, no assistance from the government that built the infrastructure, no subsidies or tax credits or loopholes in the law. They got theirs, and if it happens to suck up most of yours, well, tough. You could have done it too. Of course, you might have been born black or Hispanic. You might be autistic or handicapped. You might be a single mom or a laid-off worker. You might get sick. You might be discriminated against. You might have been born on the South End. We all want to believe we're the captains of our destiny, but the waters we sail are more treacherous for some. Doesn't take much compassion to pick up survivors in the water from the lifeboat off your yacht. Of course, when the time comes we take the yacht away from you, I hope you'll understand it's going to be your fault.